Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Smart Jim, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm a new member of the fitness class for girls. I'd like to find out what I need to bring with me. Trainers, I guess, but what about other things? Maybe an exercise mat.
Well, in fact, in this class, you exercise in socks, not trainers. You definitely need to have your own towel, but don't worry about the exercise mat, because we've got enough of them here for everyone.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Smart Jim, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm a new member of the fitness class for girls. I'd like to find out what I need to bring with me. Trainers, I guess. But what about other things? Maybe an exercise mat.
Well, in fact, in this class, you exercise in socks, not trainers. You definitely need to have your own towel, but don't worry about the exercise mat, because we've got enough of them here for everyone.
Tekst drugi.
Hello, Mary. It's Andrew. I'm calling about our fancy dress party. I've finally decided what I'm going to wear. But it took a while. First, I tried on a clown costume, but I didn't look good in it. So I put on a pirate costume. It wasn't bad, but then I saw a fantastic prince costume. Unfortunately, it was too small for me. Really bad luck. So I tried the pirate costume on again and decided to go for that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, Mary. It's Andrew. I'm calling about our fancy dress party. I've finally decided what I'm going to wear. But it took a while. First, I tried on a clown costume, but I didn't look good in it. So I put on a pirate costume. It wasn't bad, but then I saw a fantastic prince costume. Unfortunately, it was too small for me. Really bad luck. So I tried the pirate costume on again and decided to go for that.
Tekst trzeci.
Mum, why is that dog here?
He works here. Can you see that officer? The dog is trained to help him check the passenger's luggage.
Oh, I see. He's a working dog, like the one that visited our school with a policeman last month.
That's right.
It's a pity he can't go outside and play.
I'm sure the officer will take him for a walk after work. Anyway, our flight is leaving in a few minutes, and we have to go on board now.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, why is that dog here?
He works here. Can you see that officer? The dog is trained to help him check the passenger's luggage.
Oh, I see. He's a working dog. Like the one that visited our school with a policeman last month.
That's right.
It's a pity he can't go outside and play.
I'm sure the officer will take him for a walk after work. Anyway, our flight is leaving in a few minutes, and we have to go on board now.
Tekst czwarty.
Hi everyone. I just had to show this to you. My new, more powerful computer has just arrived and landed on my brand new desk, which I bought yesterday. I'm going to do all my vlogs here from now on. Let's look around a bit. I've put my old comfy bed in the corner over there. Here are the posters you all know so well. I brought them all with me. I love my living space now. And what do you think? Give me your likes and comments. Cheers!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi everyone. I just had to show this to you. My new, more powerful computer has just arrived and landed on my brand new desk, which I bought yesterday. I'm going to do all my vlogs here from now on. Let's look around a bit. I've put my old comfy bed in the corner over there. Here are the posters you all know so well. I brought them all with me. I love my living space now. And what do you think? Give me your likes and comments. Cheers!
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Jake. What's up?
My cousin is coming to visit me this Saturday, and I'd like him to have a great time. Where do you think I could take him? I have no idea if there are any events on over the weekend.
If he likes reading, you could take him around some bookshops. It's free comic book day this Saturday, so you'll be able to get loads of comic books totally for free.
I knew it was a good idea to call you for help. Thanks a lot.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Jake. What's up?
My cousin is coming to visit me this Saturday, and I'd like him to have a great time. Where do you think I could take him? I have no idea if there are any events on over the weekend.
If he likes reading, you could take him around some bookshops. It's free comic book day this Saturday, so you'll be able to get loads of comic books totally for free.
I knew it was a good idea to call you for help. Thanks a lot.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I like my smartphone the most, not because I like using it for social media, playing games or watching films. It's my favorite object because it allows me to communicate with my dad, wherever in the world he may be. My dad is a passenger plane pilot, and thanks to my smartphone, I can stay in touch with him even when he's on a different continent.
Wypowiedź druga.
It may seem funny, but my favorite object is a mug. It's an ordinary white mug which I drink from, but it's special to me because it has a picture of a passenger plane on it. Funny, you say? Not to me. It's a mug I bought as a souvenir at a Greek airport when I was with my parents and brother on the best holiday in my life. Whenever I use it, I look at the plane and smile.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is a little toy passenger plane I got from my parents when I was a six-year-old boy. And this little object got me interested in passenger planes and how these huge machines can fly in the air. Now I am 42. I'm a professional airline pilot, and I always carry my toy plane in my uniform pocket whenever I fly.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I especially like the model passenger plane I built for a school competition. I spent 2 weeks working hard on it in order to make it perfect. But it was worth the effort because I got the first prize. My plane was then displayed at school for everyone to see, and after a month I was allowed to take it home. I put it on the shelf to remind me that I can achieve a lot if I work hard enough.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I like my smartphone the most, not because I like using it for social media, playing games or watching films. It's my favorite object because it allows me to communicate with my dad, wherever in the world he may be. My dad is a passenger plane pilot, and thanks to my smartphone, I can stay in touch with him even when he's on a different continent.
Wypowiedź druga.
It may seem funny, but my favorite object is a mug. It's an ordinary white mug which I drink from, but it's special to me because it has a picture of a passenger plane on it. Funny, you say? Not to me. It's a mug I bought as a souvenir at a Greek airport when I was with my parents and brother on the best holiday in my life. Whenever I use it, I look at the plane and smile.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is a little toy passenger plane I got from my parents when I was a six-year-old boy. And this little object got me interested in passenger planes and how these huge machines can fly in the air. Now I am 42. I'm a professional airline pilot, and I always carry my toy plane in my uniform pocket whenever I fly.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I especially like the model passenger plane I built for a school competition. I spent 2 weeks working hard on it in order to make it perfect. But it was worth the effort because I got the first prize. My plane was then displayed at school for everyone to see, and after a month I was allowed to take it home. I put it on the shelf to remind me that I can achieve a lot if I work hard enough.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Why don't you like the green jacket?
Wypowiedź druga.
We can give you a discount on those shoes.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
What about going to the second-hand shop this week?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Would you like a free paper bag for your shopping?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Why don't you like the green jacket?
Wypowiedź druga.
We can give you a discount on those shoes.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
What about going to the second-hand shop this week?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Would you like a free paper bag for your shopping?
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, my name's Anna, and I work for a company called Bubble. I'm one of the organisers of this year's edition of Doodle for Bubble, a competition for primary school students. Every year, we invite students from a different country to take part. Last year, it was for students from Germany, and this time, students from Poland are invited to enter the competition. The aim of the contest is to create the best bubble doodle, that is, a drawing that must include the logo of the Bubble website. This year the theme is, I am strong because. There are attractive prizes not only for the winner, but also for all finalists. Every finalist will receive an e-book reader, and the winner will go on a trip to Oxford. In order to take part, send us your drawing and a short explanation telling us about how your drawing shows that you are strong. For more details, visit our website.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, my name's Anna, and I work for a company called Bubble. I'm one of the organisers of this year's edition of Doodle for Bubble, a competition for primary school students. Every year, we invite students from a different country to take part. Last year, it was for students from Germany, and this time, students from Poland are invited to enter the competition. The aim of the contest is to create the best bubble doodle, that is, a drawing that must include the logo of the Bubble website. This year the theme is, I am strong because. There are attractive prizes not only for the winner, but also for all finalists. Every finalist will receive an e-book reader, and the winner will go on a trip to Oxford. In order to take part, send us your drawing and a short explanation telling us about how your drawing shows that you are strong. For more details, visit our website.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.